This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, TPP. Dion and Lee and I talked about it a bit. The president's 180 yesterday and then his re-180 on it today, talking about how he's only going to try to get back into it if he can get the terms he wants. But just for the sake of argument, because policy changes come out of nowhere in this administration with head-snapping regularity, as we all know, let's do a little refresher. Assuming the White House can get the 11 signatories to agree to negotiations, and assuming the United States does get back in, somebody remind me, what's in this thing? From Washington, here's Marketplace's Scott Tong.
The president changed his mind on TPP in a meeting with lawmakers from farming areas that could get slammed by Chinese tariffs. Could they make up for that by selling more to other places? That's where TPP could come in. The signers are 11 Pacific Rim countries, not including China, that could lower their walls to U.S. exports. Former U.S. trade official Matthew Goodman.
The Japan market is already $1.5 billion market for U.S. beef, and the tariff would have come down from 38% to 9% under TPP.
But TPP is about more than just selling stuff. It's about taking U.S.-centric rules about trade and exporting them. For instance, TPP says governments can't give special secret subsidies to state-owned companies. China does that, but TPP is a competing model. Barbara Wiesel is a former chief U.S. negotiator for TPP.
China has a model. That model is appealing to a certain number of other countries, so you would want to have a competing model out there.
So what's at stake here is who writes the trade rules for the future, including the digital future. TPP, for instance, lets songs and films travel freely across borders. Countries have not asked these questions for a long time, says Peter Petri. He studies trade and finance at Brandeis.
The rules of the trading system have not been updated since 1994, and an awful lot has happened since in the establishment of the Internet, e-commerce.
It's unclear how serious the president is about rejoining TPP, but Petri says 11 countries and counting are moving into a global future with or without the U.S. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.